At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jake Kassan, Kate Constable here with you on BetQuest. Isaac Trotter will join us 20 minutes from now to talk some college basketball. We've got an awesome slate today on the hardwood. But before we get to that, we need to talk a little college football because the season is winding down. Isaac Trotter's joining us in an hour and 20 minutes. Do I have that correct, Jake?
Yes, Trotter, friend of the program, 11:20 Eastern. 10:20 Central.
11:20. Thank you. That is difficult time zones. Yeah. So he's not next. He's in an hour and 20 minutes. Thank you.
Don't worry, Kate. Time zones are a constant struggle on this show. Mostly because Paul Aspen refuses to take his phone off military time for
some reason.
Very bizarre.
So I have heard of Paul's military time.
Time zones thing. Have been a struggle on this show since its inception. So don't worry
about it. Time zones have been a struggle for me since my inception. Yeah. Okay. Hour and 20 minutes from now, Isaac Trotter joins the show to talk college basketball. We're talking college football right now, though, because the season, like I mentioned, is winding down, which means the Heisman race is getting even closer and closer. And there are, let's go ahead and say there are four viable candidates. Now, there are two that are up at the top. Maybe you could argue that this is a two-man race as of now. Julian Sayin, the Heisman leader, the favorite, plus 160. Fernando Mendoza, Indiana's quarterback. So two Big Ten quarterbacks sitting at the top of the board, plus 170. You then go Ty Simpson over at Alabama, 5-1, and Marcel Reed at Texas A&M, plus 850. Diego Pavia of Vanderbilt is the next closest at 20-1. So we're just going to cut this at the top four, unless, Jake, you have anyone further down the board that you think can make a run over these final, 3 weeks of the season and top either Sayin or Mendoza?
So I'll cut it. Honestly, you said it's a two-man race. I think it's three. Like, I'll cut Marcel Reed. Like, Marcel Reed has had a great season. A&M's having an awesome season. But, I mean, what's the story with A&M? Just that they're back, that they've been in, you know, wallowing in non-contention for the last handful of years, and now finally they've reemerged as a contender. Sure, it's nice, it's fun, but I feel like in this era of college football, where you could just throw a ton of money at whoever you want, it's maybe just not as impressive as it used to be. So I cut this after Ty Simpson, and I honestly think there's a little bit of disrespect on Ty Simpson at 5-1. And I'm not just saying that because he's Alabama's quarterback and this team is good, but when you talk about Heisman, and I think Sayin and Mendoza are rightful favorites. Sayin's kind of whatever to me. I think he's more of a product of his environment to me personally, not to say that he isn't good, but you have three NFL receivers and a bunch of defensive guys that are going to go in the first two rounds of the upcoming NFL draft. Seems like a good situation to be in. Oh, by the way, reigning national champions. But again, not to say that he's not good or can't be good, but, you know, back to the thing, like, Heisman voters love a storyline. College football voters love a storyline. What's the story with Ohio State? Oh, this guy. Kate, you could put me back there, and I think that I could get Ohio State 10 or 11 wins. Probably can't win the championship, but I could get us double-digit wins if you throw me in that environment. So that, for me, I'm not saying that Saiyan should be 20 or 30 to 1. You win a ton of games, you're going to be in contention. Obviously, of course. Mendoza makes a ton of sense. Everybody was asking, who's going to be this year's Indiana? Gertz was out here saying Indiana was going to not lose every conference game after the non-conference schedule. And here we are. They're the number two team in the country. They look awesome. They bring in Mendoza. Everybody's saying, who's this year's Indiana? It was just Indiana again, and they've actually taken another leap forward. So I think the story there is, yeah, they were a fun, plucky team last year, made the playoff. They get stomped by Notre Dame, and actually they got better. And now they're a top two team in the country and maybe real national title contenders. So that's a fun story. Mendoza has clearly taken this team to the next level. So I think at plus 160, plus 170, that makes a lot of sense. But back to where I started with this, I think Ty Simpson's getting a ton of disrespect. Remember how the season started with Alabama, where they lost a couple games? Everyone was calling for DeBoer's job. Simpson stinks. Alabama's done. They need to find a way to bring Saban back. And now here we are, and they might damn well win the title. So I feel like that in and of itself is like the typical sports comeback story that we've come to know and love just as fans, where you bury a team early in the year, they look like crap, and then they turn it around, and it's been on the back of Ty Simpson. Like the game against LSU, some of the throws that this dude makes are unreal. Like he's awesome. And at 5-1, I think this number should at least be cut in half. So if you have nothing in the Heisman market and you're looking for, I mean, is it technically considered a shot, quote unquote, because the favorites are shorter than 2-1? Maybe you could consider it a long shot. So I think Ty Simpson has the production. Being in Alabama in the SEC does not hurt. And I think the storyline is there for the turnaround of Alabama, especially when you bake in and consider last year and their failures last year as a team, too. I think Simpson should be much shorter here.
I can't disagree with you. Yeah, you make some great points there that if I was going to take a shot on anyone, it would be Fernando Mendoza or Ty Simpson. Now, I mean, taking a shot at Mendoza, that's not exactly a shot like you mentioned. Maybe a little bit more so for Ty Simpson. But Julian Sayin's out for me. I know he's the favorite right now, but he's kind of like the safe option. He doesn't do anything flashy. And you need flash to win the Heisman. Like, you need some of those big-time plays, the big-time moments. And so far, he just – and maybe that's, like, not his fault because Ohio State is just that good that he hasn't had to make those types of plays. But we haven't seen many from him at all. And especially after this past weekend with Penn State almost beating Indiana and the Mendoza pass to – who was it? Cooper in the back of the end zone to win the game. Like, that's a flash. That's a Heisman-worthy moment. On the
That's
other
arguably
side,
the only Jason, Heisman moment we've had this year.
But do you think voters will see it in that sense of like big time play, big time moment, or like Fernando Mendoza? How did you even allow your team to be in that position against Penn State, against a team that has what, three wins all season? Like, that's what I don't know how voters think, and that's kind of what you have to put yourself in their shoes, because these are human beings and it's not a computer voting on Heisman.
I feel like the Heisman moment always comes from like that paradox of, well, should you have even been in the spot where you needed to save your team and rescue your team anyway, if you're going to win the Heisman, especially against a dead team like Penn State? Maybe, but I think that catch and the call especially and the moment were all so big that it transcends. Like, nobody's going to talk about that game and say, oh, well, in the third quarter when Mendoza had da-da-da open in the flat and he hadn't, like, nobody's going to think about that. You talk about that game in 3 weeks, a month, 3 months, no one's going to talk about anything other than that moment and that catch. So I think it's probably more of a net positive than a net negative for Mendoza. As far as saying, I agree with you, like, he's kind of a nothing to me. Should he be the favorite? Sure. Number one team, best record, best team, arguably, probably going to win the title. But I think for saying, this probably comes down to the Michigan game, right? Because Michigan, for the last couple of years, has beaten Ohio State, had their number. If Saiyan can have a good game and beat Michigan, and then Ohio State goes on to win the Big Ten championship and they run the table and we'll see what happens in the playoff, then I feel like we can have a conversation. But if he goes out there and has like a J.J. McCarthy game against Michigan where it's like, hey, he threw like 12 forward passes and he had like 115 yards and he doesn't really do anything, then I feel like it's way open for Mendoza and Simpson, especially if, let's say that, you know, Indiana goes to win the Big Ten championship or Alabama wins the SEC championship. There's a lot of factors here, but when you're talking about prices and bets to be made, I think it's Simpson, and I think Sane is way beatable and very vulnerable as a favorite, quote-unquote. Got to stop saying quote-unquote like seven times today.
You look at – well, it is a visual show, Jake.
Yes, quote, famously.
Unquote. You look at the interceptions thrown this year. Ty Simpson, only one interception all season. I think that's pretty impressive. Now the other two, I mean, Mendoza has five, Sane has four. One other, I guess I really like Mendoza. Like maybe, because that's where my mind keeps going back to. Maybe that's who I need to be putting my money on. He has five rushing touchdowns, too. 26 passing touchdowns, five rushing touchdowns. I mean, Julian Sane hasn't found the end zone on the ground so far this year. Ty Simpson has twice. So Fernando Mendoza, you could make the argument a more well-rounded quarterback in terms of being able to use his arm and his legs too. Like that's, in my book, another positive for Mendoza.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, the counting stats matter for sure. And more so than the storylines or the record. Like, the counting stats are going to The counting stats are going to matter. And so when you take into account like 30 touchdowns already, maybe he gets to 40. That's a huge number. And when you talk about the interceptions too, you know, there's going to be voters who argue, well, does he only have one interception because he's not taking shots and he's not taking risks? And that's why Mendoza has, like, we could do this all day. You know, you could split hairs either way. And that's kind of what's fun about it though, too, is when it is this close. And maybe if we are splitting hairs this much between Mendoza and Simpson, that goes back to my original point that maybe there is some hashtag value on Simpson at 5-1. And I know it's not 10 or 20. It's not a giant number that people like to see and, you know, gets you excited, but it's still probably a wrong number and you can do some stuff with that. And maybe even Mendoza at +170 is a wrong number. And I'm not saying go take out a second mortgage or, you know, go sell grandma's heirloom so that you could get more down on +170. But you can get creative, as viewers and listeners of this show know. There's ways to get creative. If you want to parlay Mendoza with Scheffler Master, there's ways to get that hashtag value up more to a more palatable number if you really want to. Or maybe you're cool with the 5-1 on Simpson. Maybe you're just cool saying, all right, yeah, there's value on this number. It's wrong. I'm going to bet it. There's a bunch of different ways that you can kind of, this is bad now, but split the baby, so to speak.
Oh my gosh.
You were talking about warts earlier, Kate. Okay. Yeah, I got one. Yeah, you got one. True. We're even. That.
Okay. So Alabama plays number 12 Oklahoma this weekend. The other ranked team that Ohio State plays is obviously Michigan. Indiana, their two games left are Wisconsin and Purdue. So do you think having I mean, Indiana should go smack Wisconsin this weekend. Do you think being able to pad the stats against Wisconsin and Purdue is more Heisman race, or is it beating other ranked teams like Ty Simpson has the opportunity to this weekend, Julian Sayin does in the final week of the season? Like, maybe they don't stuff the stat sheet, but you're, again, beating ranked teams where, like, right now Indiana only played two ranked teams. Not their fault that Penn State is what it is at this point in the season. Like, that was expected to be a ranked matchup. But that's also something you kind of have to think about, because I think Mendoza can go out and throw a bunch of touchdowns and put up a boatload of points and a boatload of yards on both Wisconsin and Purdue, that his stats look better. But are the big time wins a win at Michigan on the road? Like, that has to be more important to voters than beating Wisconsin at home.
You would think beating Michigan in their own, like, in their own house is definitely going to matter more than Mendoza throwing for 400 yards against a Purdue team that is just looking for the offseason, doesn't even want to play football really anymore. It is kind of funny because you mentioned the schedule. Like, Indiana has Wisconsin and Purdue, the arguably two worst teams left in the Big Ten. And then Ohio State, here you go, UCLA and Rutgers, like, before you have the Michigan game. What's Alabama have? Oh, home against number 11 Oklahoma. But then they get a break with, don't worry, everybody, Eastern Illinois in Tuscaloosa.
That's so annoying.
As a tune-up for the Iron Bowl.
That's so annoying. I hate the way the SEC does that. Like, Ole Miss playing the Citadel,
I think it's kind of funny.
And won by a zillion. I guess that just gives us an opportunity to bet Alabama heavy or take unders on Eastern Illinois. I mean, that's how I'm going to be looking at that one.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, just Eastern Illinois to not score, that could be something. But to answer your question, yeah, I think that the end game, like, the win, should they win, Ohio State beating Michigan on the road will definitely matter more than putting up a gazillion on Purdue and Wisconsin. Beating Oklahoma and Auburn, because that game against Auburn, the Iron Bowl, that's going to be at Auburn, too. So I think that'll matter more than holding Eastern Illinois scoreless. And again, like, kind of like I said a couple minutes ago, you could sit here and we could split these hairs each different way a million times for any of these guys. That's why it's so tightly bunched on the odds board, you know, proverbially, I guess 5-1 and 2-1, you know, the $3 difference on Simpson, but however you land on that. But that's why they're all so tightly bunched, because you can make a case for any of these guys. And that's why I'm saying, I think it's a 3-horse race, and this might come down to the final week of the season. This might come down to the Iron Bowl and Michigan and Ohio State.
Thinking back to the past couple seasons, have we had a runaway favorite? Last year.
No.
I'm trying to even think of who won the Heisman last year.
Time is a flat circle.
Are we that stupid?
It was Travis Hunter last year, two-way player, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, I mean, even Hunter, he wasn't a runaway. Like,
he wasn't.
Pretty like, Cam Ward made it a push, and there were a lot of people banging the table for Genty, too, last year. So, yeah, we haven't had a runaway. It's been pretty tightly bunched.
Yeah. All right. Coming up on the other side, we're going to take our first look at NFL team futures after this past weekend and how those have shifted. We'll tell you where you can find some value in the futures market. Coming up next here on Bet Sweats.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.